Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
3 o'clock growl. Ah.
But this is a dime, not a donkey.
It's a dime, not a donkey.
By the way, Michael claims he can play 5 different types of drums.
Michael Thompson?
Yeah, I'll let him elaborate tomorrow when he comes in. Tomorrow, Michael will be in. Pepe will be in.
Bongo.
Yeah, he can play
bass
bongo.
Drums.
He says he can play.
He can play like a drums kit?
I don't think he can play any of them.
There's 5 different types of drums in the drum kit.
And I said, I've been to your house. You have no drums. He goes, well, you can drum on anything.
Is that true? There are 5 different drums in the drum
exactly
kit?
Many, oh,
but well, just like, we're bringing up
just making stuff
yeah,
up.
Yeah, bring it up tomorrow.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm sure there are 5 different kinds.
So I had this note a couple weeks ago, you guys. Laura sent this. She says, for the most part, most of us are on a health kick, which I think is true. Are most of us kind of eating healthy, doing healthy stuff? Yeah. She said that there is a half marathon at Disneyland, September the 5th through the 8th.
Oh, if it was any other day.
And they might be interested in doing it. Now, are you thinking about doing the Disney half marathon in September?
I'll do it.
You'll do it?
We talked about it.
Laura, are you doing it?
Yeah, I would try.
Parker's
I'll
in.
Try it.
Brian, you in?
No chance.
I'm with Brian. There's no way.
I'm not just a no. I'm a hell no.
I ran cross country in high school.
You ever see anybody smiling when they're running one
hell
of those
no.
things?
I'm not going to run it. I'm going to walk it, though. You know, I'm going to take my time.
Wait, I like that it's
walk
in
it. We'll come back in 6 hours and pick you up. What
the
hell?
Yeah, that's fine. You know?
Yeah, I ran cross country in high school. When it was over, I was like, I am never running again. That is it for me.
So I did I did a full marathon. I did the L.A. Marathon.
How wow. Really?
Did you really?
Yeah. Really?
How like do I not know this about you?
2016 about somewhere
nice,
around there.
Nice.
Yeah, nice.
I did it and it was
how much training did you do in advance?
I did a decent amount of training. I think the first
did you do it for a reason or just for out of curiosity?
Bucket list type stuff. I had 2 friends that I was going to do it with. One of them backed out and then the other friend stopped 8 miles in, so I had to do the rest of it by myself. It was awful. It was awful.
Yeah, this is a unique combination of 2 things I really dislike. Running in Disneyland.
How can you dislike the happiest place on earth?
Because I don't have kids for a reason.
I don't have kids, and I love Disney.
Me too, Laura.
Yeah.
He hates joy. We've already figured this out.
No, I don't hate joy. I don't hate joy at all.
You do. You hate Halloween. You hate
Magic Castle and Star
it's
Wars
about the
ride
eating and the drinking, Mace. That's what honestly, when I go, I eat, I drink, and I walk around. And I people
and,
watch.
And what's better than eating, drinking, and walking around?
Yeah.
Come on.
You're burning the calories
stoned.
You're eating. You can be stoned at Disney.
You absolutely can be
can
stoned
you?
At Disney.
Yeah. Yeah.
I bet it's better.
It is.
Yeah.
There you go.
Brian knows.
Brian. He's like, yeah, it is. All right, so John, this is interesting. There is yesterday, of course, the Kansas City Chiefs pulled off a win over the Buffalo Bills. I was rooting like hell for Buffalo. Kid missed a field goal wide right, and then Josh Allen missed a couple of throws towards the end, and Patrick Mahomes again rises and makes another AFC championship game. But at Buffalo, and I'm surprised at this, there were a couple of menu items that were named for one Taylor Swift.
In Buffalo.
Hmm. So there was the Bad Blood Waffle Fries. That's one of her songs, apparently. It's a 2-foot display of spiced waffle fries featuring one half topped with Kansas City Cattleman's barbecue pork, coleslaw, and bread and butter pickles, and the other side with buffalo chicken blue cheese. So you get kind of a little bit of Kansas City, a little bit of Buffalo. The other one was for the Karma Quesadilla. It's described as chicken tenders, bacon, and cilantro ranch, a triple stack quesadilla topped with pork belly chaser.
I thought when you started telling this story that the items were going to be like bad or a joke. Those aren't.
No, they're not.
They actually honored her for showing up.
You know, you sent this article last week, and it's actually just a really interesting point. I think, and I know people sick of Taylor Swift, and she's wearing her 87 jersey and all that stuff, and they cut away to her right away. There are a lot of girl dads who say this is like the opportunity this year to connect with their daughters watching NFL football.
Listen, Taylor Swift is a one-woman economy.
Yep.
And it's in my opinion, it's impossible not to like her.
Yep.
If you watch those cutaways to that booth, my first thought was, man, if I had to go to this game, I would want to be in that
sure.
booth with Jason Kelce taking his shirt off and Taylor Swift kind of holding court in there. It just looked really fun. And did you get, Laura, you sent this story last week. Kyle Juszczyk, the running back for the Niners.
Yes.
His wife has started to do these outfits, and Taylor yes. Swift is wearing them. Mm-hmm. And now did you see Brittany Mahomes is wearing them?
Well, they had it together in that game. Right. She made it for both of them, but obviously Taylor took the shine.
Yeah.
Yeah, and now apparently the NFL's talking to her about doing a whole line like Aaron Andrews did.
Right.
Like, so this may turn out to be an entire separate business for Kyle Juszczyk's yeah. wife. Good
That's
for
awesome.
Her.
Well, we have a friend named Sarah who is never watched football. She's a big Taylor Swift fan. Now she's like all into football. We get text messages about why was that penalty there, and is it important that Jason Kelce is retiring? How good was he? All that kind of stuff is now regular commonplace. It's like it's introduced football to a whole new generation. And I would imagine that in 20 years, there are going to be women who are like totally into the game, well, who started with Taylor Swift.
And what she's got going for her is normally, Laura, you can probably speak to this. Normally when girls get this much attention, other girls don't like it. Like, they get jealous or mad. She has won over everybody. She's best friends with Mahomes' wife. The two Hunt girls, the beauty mm-hmm. queen girls, are the daughters of the owner, love her. Kelce's wife loves her. Apparently, she has, like, everybody that she's come in contact with, she's won over. So she's that rare combination of guys like her, because she's talented, she's good looking, but for some reason, girls don't dislike her.
I think it's different. I think young, immature women are kind of catty and don't like that, but when a woman is very secure in who she is, they're okay with sharing the spotlight. So yeah. I think that's the case there.
She has, I mean, like, everybody is clamoring to get into that suite.
Oh, sure,
and,
yeah.
It apparently, she has... she's won everybody over.
Now, Bergman, have you and Riley bonded over this?
So, a little bit. She didn't watch football with last week, not this week, but last week, she actually sat down and was asking me questions about football because of Taylor Swift and all of her friends. She doesn't like Taylor, but all of her friends do, so she wanted to be able to talk about it with her friends that were watching it because of Taylor Swift.
Yeah.
So it actually is that. She wanted, never before, she hates sports, doesn't want to watch any sports, but she was asking me questions about football because of Taylor Swift.
Yeah, good for her. And by the way, Jason Kelce, you know, the shirt off and with the crowd, and his daughter said, "Dad's boobs are showing," sent a tweet. And, you know, I think that that he was rocking it at that game.
You were not turned off by the moobs?
No, I mean, let your moobs fly. That's what I say. Let your moobs fly.
All right, hit the Seinfeld thing for a second, because I got a question for you guys.
Okay, hang on.
I came across this story, and I have to admit, this is something that it's not in my world. I don't get it. Maybe you guys can explain it to me. Kanye West, who I think had spun off the planet a long time ago, replaced all of his teeth
yep.
with $850,000 worth of jewelry with grills
yeah,
across
yeah.
the front. I think that looks goofy. I would never do it. If Bergman, if I agreed to pay
$100
if I
$100
no, I wouldn't do it.
Get a grill.
Greg, if I agreed to replace all your teeth with jewelry, but I would pay for it, would you do it?
Absolutely not. And he doesn't actually like take his teeth out and put in.
No,
put
I think he actually
over.
Had. No, I think he had.
No, no.
Golden, how does it work?
Silver no, no. teeth put in his mouth.
It says he reportedly paid $500,000 for permanent titanium teeth. So he did.
He replaced so he put, all of his teeth.
Okay. I don't think they like pulled his
Brian,
teeth out and put.
I did.
I agree to pay the like, entire over. Cost of replacing your teeth with very fancy titanium jewelry teeth, are you in or out?
I'm kind of in. Not gonna
really?
Lie. Yeah.
No.
Really?
Does this mean I never have to go to the dentist again, too? Like,
I don't
well,
think so.
Probably,
you'd have to have maintenance on them, right?
Yeah, you'd probably have to have them tuned up once in a while.
You have to go to the welder.
It's got to be. I mean, Mace
go
won't
to a welder instead of a dentist.
Mace won't even go to the dentist unless they put him under for a cleaning.
No, I'm still avoiding the dentist.
Would you do it if I paid for it?
$850,000?
Yeah.
No, I would. I do not want.
It doesn't appeal to me. No, but maybe I'm obviously not the target. I'm an old white guy. But this seems like very popular with a lot of rappers. It seems very popular with a lot of younger kids. I just don't get it. What am I missing here?
I think it's showing off, isn't it? It's like I've got $850,000 of jewelry in my mouth everywhere I go. I would be nervous.
But the word permanent strikes me as odd. I thought they were things that you put in and took out.
Those
That's
are grills,
what grills
yeah.
normally are. Yeah. But it sounds like he's inserting titanium teeth into
over his teeth.
It says that they
are
like...
That's what I thought, Greg. Yeah. I thought it was like a mouth guard in football.
Right.
The implants are known as fixed prosthetics, and West reportedly worked on them with a father of diamond dentistry. So yeah, they're like...
They're fixed. Yeah. They're permanent.
Yeah. His daughter was rocking grills too not too long ago.
Yeah, but those can't be permanent.
No,
she's a kid.
She
has temporary teeth.
Those are grills. Christian has grills. He loves his kid. I'm like, okay.
But what do you think of them? Do you like them?
I think he can pull them off. I don't think like my boyfriend, the boo, like he can pull them off. But
DeAndre, jump onto that microphone for a second. If I offered to pay for grills for you, $850,000, and I picked up the tab, but you got to—they're permanent. You got to take out all your teeth, and they're going to put in titanium jewelry teeth. Would you do it?
No.
Why not?
What did he say? Why not? Because I don't like. First of all, I don't like grills. I don't think they'll look good on me. I wouldn't pull them off. But I just think it's stupid to do something like
That's what I think too.
Teeth. Yeah.
But I was afraid to say it because I didn't know if I would offend somebody. But it seems weird to me.
No, you're allowed to say it's stupid.
Nobody. It's a dumb thing. I don't know why he did that.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
No,
it's a weird flex that he's trying to have.
Yeah, it's a weird. You're right, Laura. It's a weird flex.
But I mean, it's Kanye. So why are we surprised?
Yeah. I would be so nervous. Like you're eating peanuts or pistachios or something. You crack off a diamond. I mean,
let's be real. I don't want to kiss anybody that has that. Like I said, my boyfriend has girls, but I'm like,
but they're temps.
They're
right?
temp. He takes them out and stuff. And like, you have to be very hygienic to have that. So to see that, I'm like, I want to kiss you, bro. That's nasty.
Yeah,
it's gross.
It just seemed weird to me.
It is weird. All right. Coming up next for you, let's circle back around to the Lakers and what's going on. They obviously got blown out on Friday, then blew out Portland last night, so they are continuing to be up and down, and who knows what you're going to get. And now we're approaching the February 8th trade deadline. What will they do? Will they move somebody? We'll get into that coming up next for you. In the meantime, life's journey has its highs and its lows, and the L.A. County Department of Mental Health is here to support you through it all. Their caring team offers more than just a listening ear. They provide free emotional support, service referrals, and crisis counseling. Call their 24/7 helpline at 800-854-7771 or visit their website at dmh.lacounty.gov. Your mental health is their priority. Let them support you on this journey. Together, let's share a brighter tomorrow, hope in recovery and well-being. Mason and Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I still have not rescheduled that dentist appointment.
Do it.
I'm very, very intimidated by the idea of someone in my mouth drilling.
Don't be
drilling.
Soft.
Don't be
and
soft.
And you're looking for somebody who'll put you on.
Yeah, I actually found that. I found somebody who'll do it, and I still am avoiding it. Still avoiding it.
I have a very good dentist if you need one.
The last one lived all the way out in Westlake
Village.
This
guy does not.
Oh, he does not?
He lives right off of the 405 freeway at Rosecrans.
And you think he'll give me the gas?
I don't know, but I'll see him tomorrow. He's a Lakers dentist.
Yeah.
I'll see him tomorrow. Ray Padilla, great guy. My whole family goes to him. So I'll ask him tomorrow.
Ask him if he'll give me the gas.
And you're not going to Lakers Clippers, are you? Or you can't because it's a Clipper home
game. I'm not going to go. Bergman, I don't think so.
No, it's a Clipper game.
Yeah. I could go to the suite or whatever, but.
No, you have to. I can't get your credential.
No, but you could get me into the suite.
They'll put you in the hockey press box.
I'm not going to the hockey press box. You might as well not be at the game.
By the way, so Pepe comes up to Michael and I last night. He goes, all right, I want you to look right there in section 202,
mm-hmm.
and I want you to look right up there in section 326, and I promise you, people will wave back when I wave. So that Lawrence Tanner announces Pepe. Pepe stands up and he does his Rose Bowl wave. And Michael and I are staring. One of us is looking at 326. The other one is looking at 202. Not one person.
Hey, John, wake up. Pay attention.
Would not one person
not one
wave
person?
Back. Yeah.
The horse.
People did wave, though. They shared on social media.
Yeah, did they? Just yeah. Not in the sections where Pepe told
where
me
was
to
the
look.
Social, yeah. Tell me, point me to the social media post so I can read
it. All I can say is you guys were all there. And you saw what I'm talking about, and it hasn't changed.
Okay, so
ESPN Los Angeles did put it out.
Yeah,
that someone...
so I personally,
Los Angeles put out the one person.
No, hold on, Mace. The day that we went,
19,336 fans.
The day
that
we went,
Pepe.
I did see people. Now yesterday, I was a little late getting to Staples, so like I did not see when the wave happened. So I cannot attest to what happened yesterday. But the day that I went and I was there early on the seat, I did see people.
Okay,
Pepe will be here tomorrow to give his side of the story.
What else is he going to say? Yes, people wave.
No, he does. He says I'm just jealous. And then I'm not being. But Michael's looking too. We're both looking. You guys were looking.
We all look.
We were busy waving.
Yes, but you were also looking. No one was waving back at you or at him.
Actually, it was the opposite. They're like, "What are you doing?"
Oh my God!
Were they saying, "What are you doing?"
Well, they were all looking at us like, "What is?" They didn't say anything. They were just looking.
Because I was like, "Pepe."
Yeah. If he was smart, there's a guy that sits in the front row of the section that Michael and I are in.
Yes,
Gary Martin.
Okay,
and he waves signs. And when the players do something good, he holds up a sign that says, like, D-Lo, or he holds up a sign that has a crown for LeBron.
Oh, right. Yeah,
sign
sure.
Guy.
Yeah,
sign
he
guy.
Calls himself the sign guy. If Pepe were smart, he would get Gary to do a sign that says, wave to Pepe.
Oh, my God.
And Gary,
that's good.
Because people pay attention
to
what Gary's
doing. I'm
going to
DM Gary right now.
And
well, let's get Pepe rolling. I'm gonna DM Gary right now. He follows me on Twitter, so I'll DM him. I think he's like at Sign Man or something like that.
Okay. Sign guy.
Sign guy. Yeah, there you go. So I'm gonna rally for Pepe.
All right, there you go.
So Lakers blow one on Friday game. They got to win, and they blow out Portland last night. They continue to be, I would say, disappointing. They're disappointing. Now, I think they need to make a deal at the trade deadline. It's coming up on February the 8th. And you said Michael thinks they're a championship team as is.
He does. I have now.
Is he looking at his paycheck while he says that?
I think so. Yeah. But I'll let him speak for himself tomorrow. I'm now no longer going to try and shout you down when you say they need to make changes. I think that their record is 22-22. Rob has consistently made deals at the trade deadline.
Yep.
I anticipate he'll do another one. And when you're 22-22, that's a good enough sample size to determine whether or not it's working. And here's the X factor. LeBron is 39 on the last year of his deal.
Yeah.
So you have to do, and Rob has talked openly about this, that he knows this, and he knows he's playing against the clock. And he's got to try and give LeBron his best chance to get back to the finals. He almost pulled it off last year. Came within one series of it. Made it to the Western Conference Finals and ran into that white-hot Nuggets team that ended up winning the
Just
whole thing.
Just a great team, yeah.
The Nuggets would scare me again. I think they can be competitive in any other series. Matter of fact, Lakers-Clippers tomorrow night. A lot of people... Greg, look up the spread in that game. I would imagine it's got to be like Clippers by 6 or 7. But the truth is... The Lakers have played the Clippers twice this year, including once after the Harden trade, and the Lakers have won both games. So they match up pretty well against the Clippers. As you pointed out earlier in the show, Mace, the issue is when they don't play a good team.
Yeah.
Like they did on Friday. against the Nets. And nobody has an explanation for how you could lose a game to a team that had lost 14 out of 16 coming in.
Line is Clippers minus 6.5.
Yeah, that's what I thought. So, like, I have no idea. I'm not allowed to gamble on the NBA, even fake money. But I have no idea what the right side of that bet is. The Lakers are 2-0 against them. I would think give me 6.5 points in crypto. I'd probably take the Lakers, but I don't know because the Lakers always
You don't know who's going to show up.
Right. Always play the level of the competition.
Yeah.
And the other narrative is people seem to think that D'Angelo Russell and Rui Hachimura were upset after the game last night.
Well, I watched that D'Angelo interview. I know you said Mike didn't think he was emotional.
Mike did that interview.
I know.
Mike Trudell.
But I watched it, and I think he looks emotional. I just rewatched it. I thought so after the game, and I thought so in the moment. Bergman, did you?
Yeah, it looked like he was on the verge of tears. There might not actually be tears there, but like his eyes are watering. He's, you know, he just looks upset. He's talking about his time with the Lakers like he's going to be going
right
somewhere.
He was talking about his time with the Lakers, which is another thing that makes me think he thinks.
Trudell is convinced this isn't a thing, but who knows? And the stuff with Rui, everybody said Rui after the game was emotional. Rui in the locker room was his normal self. He was fine. So I'm not sure there's a story there. The social media, as you alluded to, Greg, when you were on Travis and Slee, social media has kind of run with this and turned it into a thing.
Well, I mean, let's face it. If you're D'Angelo Russell and you're hearing everything that everybody's talking about in terms of him being moved and the most tradable piece and maybe he goes to Atlanta and maybe I think that that has to weigh on him.
Whether
he was emotional in that interview or not, that has to weigh on him. He's the name that's getting floated. And by the way, Rui's also getting floated. His name's getting floated also.
Well, it's so part of being an NBA player, Greg.
It is part of the job.
And Darvin knows this because he was in the NBA and he got traded. Michael was in the NBA. He got traded twice.
D'Angelo's been traded, I think, four times.
He's already been on four teams.
Right.
He started with the Lakers. He went to the Nets. Then he went to the Warriors. Then he went to the Wolves. And now he's back to the Lakers. So he's been on four different teams. This is weird for me because D'Angelo and Austin are my guys. I'm closer to them than anybody on the team. And I want them to both to stay. And D'Angelo is playing the best basketball, not only of this year, but of his career. Over the last eight games. So if you trade him, you trade him knowing that you're selling high. He's playing incredibly well.
And that's when you're supposed to sell.
And,
sell high.
Right. But so personally, just this is me thinking with my heart more than my head, I hope they don't move him. But having said that, they're 22-22. Everybody knows the deal when they come to play for the Lakers. You are competing to win championships. And 22-22 isn't good enough. So you've had a 44-game sample size. And Rob's job is to keep the team competitive and give him the best chance to win in the postseason. And so I don't think anybody's allowed to be surprised by anything.
No, I think all bets are off because, I mean, last year Rob did a great job of remodeling the team. And I think it needs remodeling again because I don't think this team as is can win a championship.
And by the way, so if they beat the Clippers again tomorrow night, which means they would be 3-0 against the hottest team in the NBA. You know what the Clippers are over their last 30 games? 23-7.
Mm.
They're the hottest team. They have the best record in the NBA since January 1st. And so they're the test that you want to figure out how good your team is. And if the Lakers go out tomorrow night and beat them again for the third time, then you got to wonder, well, maybe I don't blow it up. But if they go out and lose by 30, then I think that's confirmation that, okay, we're not where we need to be.
And by the way, I don't think they blow it up. I just think they make an important acquisition.
Make a significant
trade
that would alter your starting lineup.
Exactly, exactly. All right, coming up next for you, John, this is an interesting question. Would you, think about it, give up your phone for a month for $10,000? Not mythical dollars, real dollars. Would you give up your phone?
I have several thoughts on this.
Okay. We'll do it next. Mason, Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Yeah. Hey, we were just talking about it's BB Go Fifth Row Fridays this week.
Yeah, it is.
Somebody is going to win tickets.
I met the Fifth Row Friday winners last night again.
How are they? They're
great.
They were great.
They had a great time,
yeah. Blast?
Yeah, they had a blast, and they're very appreciative.
Cool. None of my headphones are working, but
all right, I can explain it. Yeah. Fifth Row Friday means
yes
that you have to answer a question from every day on the show. I'll tell you right now.
Correctly.
Thank you, Greg. I'll tell you right now. Laura just came up with the question for today, so it's already happened. It will not happen in the next 30 minutes. So there's a little advantage for those of you listening right now. We've already got the question from Monday, but there'll be one from Monday, one from Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. If you answer each one correctly, you will get Fifth Row Friday tickets. Greg, do we know which game we're giving away this Friday?
Yes. This game, if my computer works, it's two tickets to Lakers New Orleans on 2-9.
Oh, you get to see Zion.
Yeah. Nice.
And by the way, you say it's on 2-9?
Yep.
That is the day after the trade deadline.
Oh, wow.
See, so it could be a vastly different team.
Yeah, so that, but not only it could be, the Pelicans are rumored to be in a lot of deals too. So
yeah.
it could be a new look Lakers or a new look Pelicans team. But we're going to give them away on Friday at this time on Friday, 3:30 on Friday. But you got to answer a question from every show this week. And if you answer them correctly.
Yep.
You've got the tickets, so keep listening. It's hard to win. The
yeah,
questions are hard. So take notes, pay attention, and your chance is coming.
All right, so this story came across. If you're willing to ditch your phone, you could win a sweet prize. The New York-based company Siggy's Dairy, known for its Icelandic-style yogurt, which sounds expensive, is offering $10,000 to somebody to people who can stay away from their smartphones for an entire month. Here's what they say. We believe in the power of living a simpler life with fewer distractions. One of the biggest distractions in our lives today is our phone. That's why we're challenging you to give up your smartphone for a month as part of Siggy's digital detox program. So you get participants must be 18, 10 lucky winners selected, notified by email, $10,000, a lockbox for your smartphone, or as Al Gore would say, lockbox, a flip phone so you can still make calls, a prepaid SIM card for 1 month, enough Siggy's yogurt to last for 3 months.
Wait a minute. I get a flip phone so I can still make calls?
Yeah, you can. In other words, you don't have your smartphone, but you do have a flip phone.
Where do I sign up for this? This is the easiest 10 grand ever.
I think it's kind of easy, don't you? Could you give up your smartphone for
$10,000?
No, I can't.
Why?
Because I love my smartphone. I'm constantly
for
on the 10 internet.
10 grand?
Yeah, I mean, it would be great, and I would really
These aren't
it.
Mythical dollars.
No, they're real dollars.
Yes.
But how long do I have to give it up for?
One month.
No. Absolutely.
Really?
Yeah, no.
I think this would be easy money. See, you know, Greg, you know who's with you? Yeah. I guarantee he's with you. I've told this story a bunch of times, but in case you haven't heard it.
Not the same.
Yeah, exactly.
Not the same story.
The
great Bill McDonald, the Lakers TV guy.
I knew that's where you're going.
We're sitting in Denver, and the game's about to start.
Yep.
And Billy is always on his phone.
Right.
Constantly texting, FaceTiming. It's like
he FaceTimes a lot?
Oh, yeah. It's like part of his arm.
Okay.
Okay. And I had my per diem envelope. We get a bunch of money cash at the start of every
Walking
trip.
Around money.
Yeah. So I had $300 left in my per diem. I took it out and I put it on the table. I went, Billy, if you give me your phone for the duration of this game, you can have that $300. And I'll make it easier for you. Lock it so I can't do anything. And I will zip it in my backpack right here. And when the game's over, I'll come hand it back to you. And if you get if an emergency for some reason comes up, you just walk back here and take it out of my backpack.
Right,
and
right.
Give me the money back. But $300 right now. And Stu Lance is sitting there, and Stu goes, "Can I do it?" I went, "No, this is a Bill McDonald exclusive." And
right. He
said, "Can't do it."
So
and that was just for $300 for 2 hours.
You want my phone for $100?
No,
I'd take it tomorrow. I'll come back and get it tomorrow.
I'll do the exact same thing. No. Greg, what will you give me if I give you my phone for a day?
No, I'm not giving you.
Yeah, anything. Do you want my phone
you
too?
Guys, no, see, you don't care. But no, see, that's you specifically don't use
correct.
Your phone as
I
a phone.
I do not use my phone as
give
a phone.
Give me your computer.
I don't talk to anybody.
Yeah,
I
give me your computer,
laptop.
And then
no,
we can.
No, I can never give up
that
my laptop.
Is, that I would not give up for 10 grand.
Your laptop.
This I'm not giving up for a month.
Your laptop is the same as my phone. I yeah. answer emails on my phone, text, phone calls,
yeah,
Twitter.
You can get my phone.
I can do everything on my phone.
Yeah, I literally cannot live right, without my laptop.
Okay, how about this? Phone and laptop
no.
for 100 grand.
For a month?
Yeah.
But this is our job. We can't do our job.
For 100 right. grand.
Phone and your laptop you. For 100
can
grand.
Can you use the computer in the studio?
Sure. But you have to use the fixed computer here. You can't take it with you. So
I
you
don't
would
have a desktop at home.
Okay, I'm in.
Wait, you're in?
Yeah.
I think I'd be in too, Laura.
I'm in.
I'm in too.
No. Because it's my
Greg,
phone.
Greg, no for 100 grand?
I can't. It's
oh,
my
for
100
job. Grand, I
no,
would
no,
do
no.
It. For 100
wait,
grand,
wait,
I would
wait,
do it.
But Greg, we could make a bit
laptop.
Out of it. We could say
Greg
Bergman
knows nothing.
Is, Bergman is offline for 1 month. If you need him, call him in his office.
I don't have an office phone.
Yes, you do.
No,
yes,
I do not.
Go in. You don't have an office phone?
There is not a phone in your office.
There is not an office.
We don't have phones.
A phone in my house. It was all Disney's. Phones
yeah,
and
yeah.
when GKB
longer.
Bought it, they
no. wait a minute.
The
so there's
out.
Not a phone in Sam's office?
Nope.
There's
no
phone
phones.
In here.
Stephanie Alexander doesn't have a phone at
she
her desk.
Not.
No.
She wow. has a cell phone.
I never knew that. Did you?
Yeah. No.
There are
I did
no
not.
Office phones in this building.
Wait. Well, you know what? It makes sense. Everybody uses their cell.
Right. Yeah, I mean, it's we're true. All on our cells.
Okay.
So,
question.
Yeah.
So this phone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
This laptop.
Yeah.
Right.
$100K
for a month.
Sold. Anything else I can use?
Yeah. So how are you going to communicate with people?
My iPad.
You,
oh, I didn't think about that.
Yeah, so you
see,
guys, that's why I confirmed.
That's sort of a cheat.
No,
right?
No, I asked, and you guys confirmed.
Okay, but wait
so.
A minute, Lord. Let's make it an honest question. No electronic communication for 1 month. The only thing you can do is talk to people on the phone or see
and
them
a flip phone, yeah,
or see them in person.
Yeah, that's fine.
1 month. I think I could do it too.
See, I don't want to talk to people.
Neither do I.
Don't call me. Like today, I'm going back to speak at Bowling Green. I'm doing
a
seminar thing.
You mentioned
that last week. So the president of Bowling Green was on the phone today. That's the first time I've used the phone and talked to somebody on the phone in 2 weeks. I just don't do it. The only person I talk to on the phone is my mom. I'll call my mom.
Aww.
That's really it.
I talk to people when I'm driving.
Yes.
All the time.
All
yeah.
the time.
Me too.
Like
me too.
I make that's when I make calls. Like today driving in, I talked to one of my best friends from high school. Last night driving home from the game, I talked to my friend Bettina, who I used to work with, who works in Amazon. I use that time in my car to catch up with people.
Yep.
Absolutely. Every single day on my drive home, I call my brother. I'm calling just
right.
people.
Interesting, because I'm listening to Shadano and Cap.
Yeah,
while you guys
oh,
are on
you're
the phone.
So sweet.
You
know
and on my way, I'm listening to Travis and Sliwa.
What I'm
sweet.
Listening to, as you know,
is
TTI.
TTI
on the
yes.
way back.
The
so
PTI
wait, so
now
and Cap have a show?
Yeah, they do. Okay. They come on after us.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay. I will have to listen to that. I like those guys.
Yeah. No, you should check it out.
Really good dudes.
You should yeah. check it out. I like them.
All right.
I like them.
Greg, what are the standings
it's
in game
really,
of games?
Really, really close. So Mason has. What are you doing, Mason?
His phone.
Occasionally, my computer will talk to me.
Siri's saying, "Why haven't you made a phone call?" 2 months.
Yeah.
It's Mason 3, Ireland 3, Bergman 3, Brian
ooh.
2, Trish 1, MT 1, Laura 1, Pepe 1.
Okay.
Oh, man.
Today is my game, oh, wait, which means either Mason or Bergman, if they win, takes the lead. And it's right now, January 22nd, so it's getting late early.
Yeah. 25th. Thursday, the 25th, is the start of double points.
Ooh.
Okay.
I feel like this is my month. I've played really well.
You have, and for Greg and I are going to take it personally
you
if we
are.
Lose to you twice in 6 months.
You're ganging up on me.
I
we
have
are.
A question.
Yes.
Can mine count doubles, and sometimes I'm
no.
not in
no.
the show?
No, you cannot.
Wait a minute, when are you not in no. the show?
I'm going to be gone
when
for
Ireland's
the end of the
not
month.
Not in the show, it doesn't count.
I'm gone more than you.
Yeah, Ireland misses lots of shows, and yeah. he does,
by the way,
doesn't
starting
count.
On Friday, I'm out no. for like Friday's, or Thursday, actually, Greg, is my last show for the month.
Oh, is it? That's it.
Yeah,
the Grammy trip starts Friday, and it's all back east.
You miss yeah. all the double points?
Yeah, I miss. Uh-oh. Well, I get Thursday.
Thursday.
That's it.
Oh, I'm going to kick Thursday. Your ass then.
So yeah. I better win tomorrow, Wednesday, and
you,
Thursday.
You need wins.
Or else I'm
going to start getting you covered, huh?
Yeah. Yeah, that would help.
Yeah, no, you should look into people that might fill
oh,
in
no,
for John.
Oh, no, it's mostly covered because they're combo plate shows.
Okay, good.
Oh, okay, good, good. All right, coming up next for you is Game of Games. It is Ireland's game today, so he cannot win. But I'm betting on me. Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN.
All right, did you know It can now take up to 11 weeks on average to hire for an open job. That's almost 2.5 months. You don't have that kind of time if you have your own business. Start using ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter can help you find qualified candidates for all your roles. Here's a good ZipRecruiter story. Somebody tweeted me the other day and accused me of not knowing Ian Siegel, the inventor of ZipRecruiter. So Ian and I took a picture together, and I sent it out. We talk all the time. And what Ian tells me is we don't leave anything to chance. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/LA. ZipRecruiter uses powerful matching technology to quickly find and send you the most qualified people for your jobs. How quick? 4 out of 5 companies that use ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within one day. So just go to that exclusive web address to try ZipRecruiter for free. ZipRecruiter.com/LA. Again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/LA. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
All right, here we go. It is Game of Games time, and it is Ireland's game today. As described, it is very, very close at this moment. Ireland, what's the game?
Okay. We got the news on Friday that Sports Illustrated laid off all of its writers and may be going away.
Yep.
So in honor of that, I have a quiz about Sports Illustrated. 8 multiple choice questions and a tiebreaker. Here we go. It's Brian, Greg, Laura, and Mace.
Okay.
Greg, Mace, and I are tied for the lead. So if Greg or Mason wins, they take the lead outright.
I am locked in. Locked
Brian
in right
one
now.
One back, so he can tie us.
Let's go, baby.
All right, here we go. In 1999, Sports Illustrated named this athlete the Sportsman of the Century at Sports Illustrated's 20th Century Sports Awards at Madison Square Garden. Was it A, Muhammad Ali, B, Michael Jordan, C, Wayne Gretzky?
Wow.
Brian, Ali, Jordan, or Gretzky?
Let's go Gretzky.
Okay, Greg.
I'm going to say Ali.
Laura.
I'm going with Brian Gretzky.
Mace.
I'm going with Ali.
Muhammad Ali is the correct answer. Yes. Mason and Bergman are tied for the lead.
Yes. Yes.
Question.
Going down.
Question 2.
Mm-hmm.
This athlete has been on the cover of Sports Illustrated a record 50 times.
Wow.
10 more than anybody else.
Huh.
Is it A, Tiger Woods, B, Michael Jordan, C, LeBron James? Tiger Woods, Michael Jordan, or LeBron James, Greg?
Ooh, that's tough.
That is really tough.
I'm actually going to go LeBron.
Okay, Laura.
Tiger.
Mace.
LeBron.
Brian.
I think I'm going to go LeBron, too.
The answer is Michael Jordan. You all missed it. He's been on the cover a record 50
I was thinking,
times.
You know, LeBron was on in high school.
Yeah, I was thinking because of the high school.
All right. Dumb Sports strategy. Illustrated published its first issue in August of this year. Was it A, 1944, B, 1954, or C, 1964? Laura, 44, 54, or 64?
I didn't hear the question. I'm going to be honest, but I'm going to go
with... Okay, the question is, what year did Sports Illustrated publish its first issue?
Issue. 44, 64.
44, 54, or 64?
54.
Okay, Mace.
54.
Brian.
64.
Greg.
44.
Laura and Mace get it. It's 1954, and Steve Mason has the lead.
Lock in.
Come on, lock in.
Mace, this one coming to you.
Yes.
You lock it up.
Most underrated movie of all time. This supermodel appeared on the cover of the famous Sports Illustrated swimsuit issue a record 5 times. Was it A, Christie Brinkley, B, Kate Upton, or C, Elle McPherson? Brinkley, Upton, or McPherson, Mace?
Elle McPherson.
Brian.
Kate Upton.
Greg.
It's either Upton or McPherson. I'm going to say McPherson.
Laura.
I'm going to go with the boys, McPherson.
McPherson is the correct answer, and Mason still has the lead. Brian, you are scoreless, skunked, my friend.
My mind is really
Mason 3,
burning right
Laura
now.
And Greg 2 each.
Beautiful mind right here.
Wrote the article in the back?
All right.
Rick Riley.
Rick Riley. That one. Yes, that's correct.
Brian, this was the first time Sports Illustrated featured a cover with no words, just a picture. What was that picture? A, Hank Aaron hits home run number 715 to pass Babe Ruth. B, the 1980 U.S. Olympic hockey team pulls off the miracle on ice. Or C, O.J. Simpson is charged with murder. A, B, or C?
I'm going to go B, the hockey team.
Okay, Greg.
I think that hockey team had something there. I'm going to go with the murder.
Okay, Laura.
I'm going to go with A.
You're going with Hank Aaron.
Hank Aaron.
Mace.
I'm going to go Hank Aaron.
The answer? The miracle on ice. And Brian is on the board.
Brian, you got it.
Okay.
I thought I would say like miracle.
By the way,
miracle.
The second time they did it, mm-hmm. and I think they've only done it twice ever, Tiger winning the Masters at like 19. Just a picture of Tiger with his arms raised up over the Masters. Okay. Next one. Sports Illustrated convinced this man to appear on the cover dressed as Napoleon riding on a white horse. Who was on that cover? Greg?
I have no idea.
A, John McEnroe. B, George Steinbrenner. Or C, Woody Hayes. McEnroe, Steinbrenner, or Hayes? Greg?
They're all kind of crazy. I'm going to go with McEnroe.
Okay, Laura.
I'm going B.
You're going Steinbrenner. Yes. Mace.
Now, what is...
Appeared on the cover dressed as Napoleon riding on a white horse. Was it McEnroe, Steinbrenner, or Woody Hayes?
The horse... Okay. I just wanted to get that in. I thought that was important.
Okay.
I am going to go with McEnroe.
Okay, Brian.
Steinbrenner.
It is Steinbrenner. Yeah, Laura has tied for the lead.
Oh, no.
And Brian, you're one back. This is very close. Mason, 3.
Damn.
Laura, 3. Greg, 2. Brian, 2 in a row. All right.
Get it, Brian.
How many are left?
Let me check. 1, 2 left and a tiebreaker.
So they got to go first.
Yep. Okay. That means, Laura, this one's coming to you.
Okay.
For years, Sports Illustrated published a feature called Faces in the Crowd, which identified young athletes who were up and coming in their respective sports. This man, who later became famous outside of sports, was featured for his success in rugby, football, and boxing. Who was this man? A, John Wayne. B, Tom Selleck. C, Kris Kristofferson. Wayne, Selleck, or Kristofferson, Laura?
I'm going C.
You're going Kristofferson. Mace?
I'm going to go Selleck.
Brian?
Let's go John Wayne.
Greg?
I don't know why you'd put Kris Kristofferson. I'm going Kris Kristofferson.
That's exactly the right answer, and Laura has the lead.
One All back. Right. One back.
Brian, you're out. Okay.
Sorry, Brian.
One question left. Laura, you get this, and you win it.
Okay.
All right?
Wow, it's pressure.
Laura.
I don't do well under pressure.
Okay.
Under pressure.
This is the only person to win Sports Illustrated Sportsman of the Year 3 times in this century. The century we're in now. Mm-hmm. Is it A, LeBron James, B, Tiger Woods, or C, Tom Brady? LeBron, Tiger, or Brady, Laura?
Wow, those are all good.
Those are all really,
Three
really good. Three-time
Sportsman of the Year.
They're all really good. I'm going to go with Tiger Woods.
Okay, Mace.
I have to go different from
You're
Laura.
You're one back. Right? Yeah.
I'll go Brady.
Greg.
I got to go Brady also.
You two are going to kill yourselves.
Oh, no.
It's LeBron. It was right there for you, and Laura Romo is the winner.
Nice disaster. Job, Laura.
Disaster. You had a 50% chance of getting it right. Greg, you at least should have gone away from me.
No, I thought it was him.
Honestly, I thought you were. Because I thought about it, and I was like, damn it, it's LeBron. I was like, I hope no one says it.
Okay, let's do the tiebreaker just for fun.
Okay.
When Sports Illustrated debuted in 1954, what did the magazine cost? Laura.
I don't have anything written down, but 20 cents.
Man. Okay, Mace.
25 cents.
Brian.
$1.
Greg.
Hey, Penny, 10 cents.
Mason hit it on the number. You win both showcases.
Thank you, and yet don't win the game.
It costs 25 cents. Yeah. All right, Laura, good job.
Yeah, nice work, Laura.
At least you guys didn't win. We're still tied.
Correct.
Yeah, and both Brian and Laura are one.
It was right there.
Yeah, it was right there for the taking.
I'm going to unplug you here. You're plugged in here.
I am, because this doesn't
just
work.
George, plug in over here.
Go ahead and pull my plug. Oh, yeah, pull that.
Wait, no, you need it for Cappy.
You do need it for Cappy.
You need headphones for Cappy. George, you can
go
in there.
Oh, it's working. Okay. It's working okay. Yeah, okay. Yeah. This one's out, just for the record.
Okay.
By the way, Game of Games brought to you by Jacob Imrani. Everybody loves a fighter, but in this town, winning matters, especially after an accident. So remember, anybody can fight, but Jacob is here for you when you need a big win. After an accident, go to calljacob.com or call 844-24-JACOB. George Shadano, what's happening?
What are the standings for the month?
It's very close. Mason, Ireland, Bergman, all three.
Okay.
And some people have two,
yeah,
right?
Brian and Laura have two. Trish, MT, and Pepe have one.
I may come in next week just to play spoiler.
Yeah, you should
week.
Because George.
That's fine. Do
George,
it.
Starting on Thursday, I leave for the Grammy trip.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it counts as two starting Thursday, but I leave for the Grammy trip Friday, and I'm off the show for I may be able to do a couple times from the arena.
Yeah.
But
I'm not afraid of George Shadano joining.
I've spoiled your victories a couple times.
The one time I won was when producer Tyler stole that last one, and I won by default.
Yeah, that's right. By the way,
you were still tied for the month.
Yes, exactly.
You have not won it.
Oh, that's true. I ended up in a tie.
I told you guys this? Remember the whole bit with the fantasy team and Tyler?
Yeah.
He finished fifth.
I know.
And I got to pay him money. Yeah. I don't know how much he's getting, but he's getting money.
Yeah.
And I got to give it all to him. He did a great job.
He did. Jameer Gibbs, who we mocked, turned out to be great.
Yeah, he was fantastic.
He mocked. All right, I got a bunch of questions for Shadano, but Brian, first hit the super stager.
Woo!
It's the Monday Lover.
There you go. Cappy's in the house.
All right, so on Friday night, we've been talking a lot about the Lakers today, and on Friday night, George Shadano worked sidelines for ESPN on the network. What the hell happened to the Lakers in the second half on Friday night?
I have no idea. They looked like two completely different teams.
It's like they almost changed uniforms at halftime, didn't it?
And they were like completely inept. And then everything that – and Brooklyn kept it close enough in the first half where –
It was there for the taking.
I was like, all right, maybe there'll be a decent game, which is, all we care about. Like, hey, just give us a good game because a blowout doesn't help. And then it still ended up in a blowout, but not in the way we anticipated.
Not the correct way, exactly.
Yeah.
So we've been debating a lot, and Cap, you can jump in on this. D'Angelo Russell is playing the best basketball of his career.
Right, since he's been on the trade block.
Right.
Yeah. Yep.
So if you're Rob Pelinka, what do you do?
You still trade him.
Cappy, what do you think?
I think you keep him.
No way.
No.
I'm leaning.
He's
George,
he's
over the last
traded.
Eight games, he's shooting 48% from three.
How sustainable is that in his career?
That's the question.
Yeah. Right. I mean, if you look at his monthly three-point shooting percentages, it's up, it's down, it's up and down. It's not consistently at this level. And as you said, this is the peak. This is apex D'Angelo. Now's the time to trade him.
But you don't know if he's peaked yet. I mean, what if he keeps going?
No, he's not.
He's a one-time All-Star. He made an All-Star team one year when he played like this.
Right, no, but he made – and I'm not trying to downgrade his All-Star appearance, but he was a reserve – like a substitute for Victor Oladipo, who blew out his knee.
Right.
He wasn't voted in even the first time around by the coaches or the players. So I'm not trying to degrade him because he's still a very good player in this league. But I'm telling you, if you have a shot at DeJounte Murray, he's a better player than D'Angelo Russell.
Well, here's the weird thing. The Lakers right now are 10th.
Yes.
But they've defeated Oklahoma City twice in a row. They've defeated the Clippers twice in a row.
Right.
They were a one-inch foot-on-the-line questionable call from knocking out Minnesota.
Right.
So you could make the argument, George, that there is no team except Denver that would scare the Lakers in a seven-game series. Now, if the Clippers beat them tomorrow night, and depending on how the game
different
goes,
because
the Clippers look great.
Yeah.
But if they beat the Clippers three times in a row,
right,
they're not going to be scared of the Clippers in a playoff series. So how much tweaking do you do?
I think you try to get better. And I think you always have to try to get better. And DeJounte Murray makes you better. This is a team that at times likes to defend. And he's a guy that defends at a really good level, a very high level. I would almost say borderline elite defender. And then he's having the best shooting year of his career.
Yeah, 37%
from distance. And he's always been a guy that can get to the basket. So I just think he's a better overall player than Russell.
I have a quick question, though.
Yeah.
Is DeJounte Murray, because that's the name that we've been talking about for like the last 2 weeks, is that the only guy? I mean,
well, Bruce Brown's out there.
Yeah, Bruce Brown. I mean, there are tweaks along the margin, like Tyus Jones they've talked about, who I think is in Washington.
Tyus Jones is a good player. Bruce Brown's a good player. Bruce Brown is.
They tried to sign him.
He's like, yeah, they did. He's like a little mini Draymond. You know what I mean? Like
right.
He can kind of do
Bruce
everything.
Brown.
So, but
does he stomp on people's nuts?
He does not do that.
He's Draymond without that.
Okay. All right. Just want to make sure.
Cap.
That stopped everything, didn't it?
Yeah. No, it did. Yeah. You grinded to a halt. No. Well, why do you want to now explain your D'Angelo position, Cappy?
Well, I think that what's happened is since he's come back to the starting lineup. And since his whole podcast thing was released and we all started ripping him for being so selfish, something has changed. I don't know what it is. I don't know if it's just his ego and he doesn't like coming off the bench and he's playing better and he's giving more effort than ever before. I'm not really sure about that, but I just see the results. And it's true that on Friday night they were horrendous and then last night they were great. But there just seems to be something different about the way he's playing. And I know that there's a chemistry on this team that I just don't know that we've seen how good they might be. So I'm for keeping it together right now.
Is it possible that he's trying
to... So is Michael, by the way, Cap.
Yeah, you also wanted to keep Russ here last year.
That was for a different motivation.
Is he trying to prove that he shouldn't be traded while he's on the trade block? Is that why he's performing at this level? I'm just theory I have.
If the answer is yes, then somebody has to figure out how to get this out of him all the time.
Hmm.
Yeah, and that's the challenge. But he's playing the best fastball of his life. But, hey, I want to get to this with Cap, because for people who don't know, Cappy used to be the place kicker at the University of Pittsburgh. He had an NFL tryout with the Chargers. He knows how to kick.
Well, used to.
Tyler Bass, Cap, is 9-for-9 in clutch situations in his career, has a 48-yard field goal to tie the game. 48-yard field goals are made by high school kickers, and he pushes it so far wide right that I'm not even sure if he would have aimed it at the left upright if it would have been good. How does that happen? A guy who has a clutch track record, a field goal. I know it was cold, it was windy, but still, Harrison Butker had made every kick that he had tried. Tyler Bass had made most of the other kicks that he had tried. How do you explain what happened?
Well, and it's kind of like the same situation happened with that kid Carlson
in Green Bay.
Right? I mean, it was a 21-17 game in that and Green Bay had the lead, and that was going to give them a 7-point lead, and he hooks it left just barely. To me, my answer is it's mental more than it's physical. And I hear what you're saying, John, that he had been so good in clutch situations, but none of those clutch situations were a playoff game, late in the game, at home with the crowd going nuts the way they were and the wind swirling. I don't know if you guys saw, but there was a deep end zone shot. And so they're behind the play and you're seeing the goalposts that were closest to you and you could see the wind swirling. But yet on the other end, which is where he was kicking, the flags at the top of the goalposts weren't swirling. So he has to know where he is and what the wind conditions are. And he absolutely should have been aiming to his left. Instead, he's trying to put the ball down the middle, and you can see the ball get taken by the wind and taken off to the right. I mean, you saw all that, right?
Yeah. Well, here's the thing. We had a long discussion, all four of us, when the Rams didn't put any money into a kicker. And we all said they didn't anticipate being this good this season. They didn't worry about the kicker, and then end of the season comes around, and they got kicking issues. But what this tells me, Cap, is even if you have a good kicker, Tyler Bass was a good kicker this year.
Yeah.
It's not a lock, right? I mean, the best kick, maybe other than Justin Tucker, he's like the one exception.
Butker's pretty good, too, to your point earlier.
Right, he's really good.
But it's no guarantee, even if the Rams would have gone out and spent a fortune on it, like paid money to keep Matt Gay.
There's so
many. That he would have made.
They would have beaten Pittsburgh with Matt Gay.
Right.
But Marr made all his kicks in the playoffs.
If that changes where they are in the standings with one more win.
No. It's 11 and
you see what I'm saying, Cap? Is that feeling that Bass had nervousness? Is it you get too excited? You get your adrenaline gets. What's that like?
I mean, it's like I'm trying to think of another comparison of anything else in sports.
Where maybe if you had like a 10-foot putt to win the Masters and you would get tight or something. I don't know how these good kickers are missing 45, 48 yard field goals.
Yeah, but John, there are stories of guys throughout their careers. I'll give you a couple of examples. George, didn't you and I have this conversation last week? Okay, Jay Feely's a good one.
Remember, he missed the three in the when he was with the Giants, and they he missed in a playoff game. He missed three, and he was great the whole season.
Yeah,
and he they did a Saturday Night Live spoof about him.
Oh, did they?
Yeah,
wow, that hurts.
But what were you? Was that what you were referencing?
No, there was a guy who was one of my favorites, and this guy was one of the all-time best. His name was Gary Anderson.
Oh yeah, you told me this. Yeah,
and he had a perfect season, and in the playoffs, he ended up missing a field goal.
Against
he missed a field goal for the Minnesota Vikings, like a 35-yard chip shot. He was like 36 of 36 on field goals for the year, and he missed a chip shot. And the Falcons went to the Super Bowl, and the Vikings didn't. Speaking of the Vikings, there was a kid named Blair Walsh who was a really, really good kicker, and he missed a 27-yard field goal. Oof. The Vikings lost to the Seahawks. The Seahawks went on to the Super Bowl, and that dude never recovered. And it just takes a lot of mental fortitude to come back, because you guys will remember this name, John Carney, who was an all-time great. John missed, guys, a 20-yard PAT, not the 32-yard PATs they have now. A 20-yard PAT when he was playing for the New Orleans Saints that cost the Saints a playoff game, and it took him like the entire offseason to get his head back together again. So
I was thinking about that, Cap, that Tyler Bass, like, this seems extreme, but can he stay in Buffalo? I mean, anywhere he goes.
Didn't they bring Norwood back after that?
No, Norwood.
Didn't they bring him back the next year?
Oh, next year they did, but Norwood ended up moving out of Buffalo.
Yeah.
Just to get away from, and like Tyler Bass, Cappy, he's gonna like, can he go to a grocery store? He ended up deleting all of his social media today. Right, wow.
Is he Bill Buckner? Is he going to be defined by this?
In order for him to, that's a good way of putting it, Cap. It really is. Place kicker in the NFL is one of the only jobs in the world where you get defined by your worst moment.
Yes.
You know, if you have the opposite, you kick like.
Did you ever see the
Jim O'Brien?
Vinatieri is probably the only on the other
side.
Did you ever see the
Robin Williams movie Best of Times?
No.
He plays a guy who in high school dropped a pass that would have won a game.
Yep. Yeah.
And the rest of here he is like at the age of 40, and they're still giving him crap over it. They
wind up replaying the game, right?
They replay the game, and ultimately he makes good. But the point of it is that defined him.
Yeah.
And I think it must be really hard to be Scott Norwood or to be this kid today.
To Tyler Bass today.
Or that Carlson kid in Green Bay. I mean, it's got to be hard to be those guys.
The Best of Times, it's funny you mentioned that movie. If you would have asked me what the name of that movie was, I would have like given you the wrong Robin Williams movie. I would have come up with like, what was the one about Garp? What was
it?
According to Garp.
Patch Adams. You were going to be Patch Adams.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think you were going to go with Dead Poets Society.
No, it was not Dead Poets Society. Where
certainly not Hook.
Yeah. No, it's not Hook either. Yeah. No, it actually might be Hook.
But, Cap, did you ever miss a field goal that cost your team a game?
Oh, my God. Well done. We've had this conversation a bunch.
Oh, yeah.
Let me tell you something. I had the worst game of my life. And you talk about, like, the loneliest moment of my entire life. We were playing a game at the University of Minnesota, and we were playing inside the Metrodome. And I got hurt before the game, but I didn't have the guts to tell the coaches that I got hurt. So I kept on playing. And I remember one of my teammates saying to me, if you're hurt, man, you're going to hurt the team if you don't tell the coaches. Well, I didn't have the guts to tell the coaches. I swear to you, I missed 4 field goals in one game. But here's the thing. Somehow, through the miracle of football, I don't know how this happened, one of my buddies blocked a punt, and the other one caught it in the end zone, and we won the game like 14-13 or something like that.
So all was forgiven.
And so, but I went home that night, and I remember we got off the team bus, and me and my buddies, we like went out to the bars, and everybody was like, what happened? And it was and I remember the next morning, I went to some girl's place that night, and I stayed with this girl who I was, you know, friends with. And the next morning I woke up and I was like walking the street, still in my clothes, shirt, coat, tie. I went to the newspaper rack. What a dumb thing to do. Go to the newspaper rack and get the newspaper to see what they were writing about me. You know, it was the worst possible feeling. And then to make matters even worse, I have to compete the next week to keep the job. I win. And the first field goal that we go into kick, they block it. The other team blocks the kick. So I've missed 5 in a row.
Oh,
five yikes. In a row. Thank goodness later in the game, we come back and I kick one that winds up winning the game. Not like a last second walk off, but the difference in the game. I'm telling you, man, it is a very, very lonely feeling. I can appreciate where Tyler Bass is today.
And then there was the opportunity when you won the game. Was that the game you won against West Virginia where you did the Cabbage Patch?
No, that was another bad moment where we were getting killed by West Virginia, and I kicked a field goal and still did the Cabbage Patch. And everybody's like, what are you doing? I'm like, I'm having a good time, having fun.
Yeah, they're
like,
it's funny. We're getting killed. You're either the greatest or the worst.
Yeah. I was the worst more often than I was the greatest.
Yeah, that's tough. That's tough. Yeah. Would you, Cappy, tell us a funny story. What'd you do this weekend?
Well, I went to Yamava yesterday.
Oh, nice. Yeah. Yeah. Did you have the glizzy?
Did not have the glizzy.
Okay.
Stayed away from the glizzy.
Yep.
Did have the amazing pizza, though, there last night. And we had a double circle of trust meeting happening last night.
Oh, is that right?
Because Hooper's ex had gotten a suite at the Lakers game.
Oh, I saw that, yeah, suite at the Lakers game.
Right. And so we had, I don't know, 20, 30 people from the circle that were there
cool.
at the Lakers game. And then we had like 50 people last night from the circle that were hanging out at Yamava.
Awesome.
Which, by the way, is very different. Going into Yamava on a Monday or a Thursday is a totally different experience than going into Yamava on a Sunday. It's like going to a concert where you're like in traffic getting into that place. Because
it's packed.
Oh, yeah. Dude, packed. Packed. So. And then Johnny I, last night when I left Yamava, I got to listen to the entire Laker game the whole way home.
The thing that's so frustrating if you're a Laker fan is they've been playing like that for the most part for maybe a week. And the game George did Friday night, they just decided to check out for a half.
Yeah.
And they're without, I have no explanation for it. I don't know what happened. I mean, you can write it off as, you know, these things happen in the NBA, but bottom line is, George, they're 22-22. It's happening too much. So I don't think you can blame Rob if he does make a move. Like, Cap and I are saying keep D'Lo.
Yeah.
But if Rob makes a move, you can't blame him for it. They're 22-22.
I think they need to make a move, as I said earlier. But, yeah, there's no consistency. The only consistent thing is their inconsistency.
Yeah. Did you watch episode 2 of True Detective? Oh, it's so good.
Did you watch it?
Yeah, I'm on it.
It's good.
It's so good.
John, you got to get on it.
I can't.
Cappy won't get on it.
I can't figure out the mystery of it. Like,
there's a lot going on.
There's a lot happening.
There's a lot going on.
Wait, there's a mystery, but you don't know what the mystery is.
I mean, there's a bunch of dead people.
Yep.
Okay.
And without giving it all away.
And you're trying to figure out
how these people are dead.
How they're dead.
How and why are they dead?
By the way, I want to get into it because it bothers me when you guys watch something that I don't watch. So, for example, when you guys...
I thought you said no more FOMO this year in 2021.
That's true, but when you guys were watching Succession last year, Mason and Ireland, I had to catch up on Succession, which I did, and I was way behind you guys. I tried to get George to watch Reacher.
No.
He refuses to watch Reacher because anything I suggest, Mace, you can appreciate
yeah,
this.
Yeah, I can.
When I make a suggestion, he says no.
I wouldn't watch Reacher either.
Reacher's amazing.
Yeah.
Reacher's with that guy that's built like a linebacker.
Right, right.
Guy's it's based like on 6'5", a book and 250. All that.
Tom Cruise tried to play him.
Right. Well, this guy's a much better Reacher because Tom Cruise is not believable as Reacher, and I didn't even see the movie, and I know he's not believable. But I'm telling
you. True Detective Night Country is really good.
By the way,
I'm going to watch it.
The other actress, Callie Reese, is a professional boxer, and she is an absolute natural.
She's a badass.
And she says she's not retired yet. She says she could fight even. I think she's more likely to get an Emmy than she is to fight again.
Yeah, I would agree.
She is great.
John, you got to get on this show.
Okay, I'll try and maybe pick it up.
Why will nobody watch Reacher? Why will nobody humor me?
Yeah. I'm not in on
Reacher.
There's
only so many hours in a day.
Yeah. I understand. Yeah. I got it.
Yeah. I mean, you can ramble about it a little bit, though. I'm sure Shadano will let you talk about Reacher.
He doesn't have any interest
I bet somebody out there is watching it, you.
Mace.
Coming up next, both a review of Jack Reacher and of True Detective, although only one guy on the show has seen each.
That's right. That's right. They'll explain their shows to each other.
Yeah.
Plus, there will be plenty of stupidity.
Yeah.
Shadano and Cap. Tomorrow, by the way, Combo Plate, Michael Thompson and Pepe Mentia are going to be here.
Oh, wow. So, 2 hours
full
of
house.
Shenanigans.
Yeah, exactly.
And then tomorrow night, Clippers-Lakers tomorrow night.
That's right.
Anybody else going to the game? I mean, other than Johnny I?
I'm going to probably go.
I'm going to not go. Cap, are you coming up? I'm going.
Good.
Beautiful. The Clippers don't like me. I'm not going.
What do you mean the Clippers don't like you?
They don't like me.
Well, you don't like them, so it fits.
Yeah, correct. I don't like them either.
I'm going to the game tomorrow.
Are you going on a press credential or a suite pass?
I was told that I could not get a press credential because it's a Clipper game, not a Laker game.
I'm sure they're giving us one.
And I have a ticket.
Press box.
Yeah.
Yeah. I got a ticket, Mace.
Good.
I got a golden ticket.
Good. All right, cool. We're back tomorrow at 1, 7:10 ESPN.